Ksidim, they have a batchim that before the chuppah basically tells this to the chassan. This is your chance. You're going to the chuppah. The batchim before the chuppah by Ksidim, it's not jokes. By afterwards, it's funny. But at the time of the chuppah, before the chuppah by Ksidim, they have a batchim, and the batchim basically tells the chassan, this is your chance. You're going to the chuppah. Your grandfathers are there. Your grandmothers are there. The neshamas are there. This is your chance. You can accomplish everything in those next few minutes. That's what they tell the chassan in a nice, songy way.
What do you accomplish? What do you mean?
You can accomplish mechilas avinus. You can accomplish davening for a future. This is it. You're standing there. The neshamas of your parents and grandparents are all there. They're all there. This is your opportunity. Because you get it once in a lifetime. Yep. But it's a good idea. Next time you go to a chassan, bring that and read it to the chassan. Which is what they do by chassidim, really. They read this in a different way to the chassan. But, you know, there's somebody that says, again, I'm not here to throw cold water on things. You know, why do we make such a big to-do on the ofrov and the thing? Because a person is a dar heilich, a dar ba. Young, he's growing. Once he gets married, now his job is to bring the next generation into the world. So he turns from a dar ba into a dar heilich. So in a certain way, it's now not about him anymore. Now it's about the next generation. He's going to bring the next generation into the world. There's a switchover. Before he gets married, it's all about himself. Now, it's about the next generation. So to make him not feel so bad that he's going from a dar ba to a dar heilich, we make soul candies at him, and we do all kinds of different things. But really, he has a mission to bring the next generation into the world. So it's a different focus. Anyway, that's for young people when you get to my age. I have to do this, even though I know. Avi Shulman told me the three, what words I want to use, nisyanus tests that a person passes in their lifetime. When they're young, teenage, they have to identify who they are, find themselves. When they get middle-aged, they wake up and they see they didn't grow up to be what they thought they would be. They're not the God of Ladar, they're not the millionaire, they're not the President of the United States. Whatever their dream was, at middle-age, they wake up and they see it didn't happen. So they have to deal with the fact that they didn't live up to their own expectations. And then, when they get older, they have to deal with the fact that they're mortality, that they're mortal. Those are the three nisyanus achayim. It's an interesting observation. What happened was his granddaughter got killed by a car. And I talked to the girls in camp, and they were saying, how do we know it's not going to happen to us? How do we know it's not going to happen to us? So I asked him, he was there, So he said, don't worry about that. Teenagers don't really worry about that. That's not a teenage worry. They worry about it for one day. That's not their issue. Their issue is, no, he told me this decide. I think it's a very good decide, even though I have to work quicker. Now, yesterday and last week, we had a problem. I guess I'll address it now, and I'll address it later on again as we get to the Gemara. And that is, if your whole Chalitza Psula doesn't work, so what happens? Right? If we had him on the Amar that said, you give a get and a chalitza, it's a chalitza psula. So what happens now? So what happens to this woman that received the chalitza psula? So there's two schools of thought. The Meiri and others say, the Rif, the Meiri, they say the woman is mutter to get married. Old means the one that says chalitza psula doesn't work means there's still some remnants of Zika left that if he does mimer afterwards, it would work. But she can get married. There's nothing else to do. You gave her chalitza. What else do you want to do? Give her another chalitza? It's again chalitza psula. So therefore, they say, chalitza psula is mater l'shuk. The Rabbanan said that since it was a chalitza psula, there's still some remnants of Zika left. The mimer works afterwards. That's the only nafkamina it'll make. It will not make nafkamina as far as her heter to get married to anybody else. The Miri says that, the Rif says that, the Medayik from Rashi, not that way. Because Rashi, after he says Chalitza Psula, right?
Mimer
did it in person, the other. He gave her a get, he gave her Chalitza, and then he gave her Mimer. So it's a chalitza psula. Does the mimer need a get? He meant mimer. He said zikis yavavim. He said it in a way that it's not cannot be interpreted as kedushin. But since he did a chalitza psula, there's still room for mimer. That's what the Meiri says.
No, who said the Mishnah says not like that?
Again, according to the Mandi Amar, we brought a Mandi Amar that said, the Mishnah said chalitza psula cuts everything off. But we brought a Mandi Amar, we said the Machlekes Rebbe the Rabbanon, Rebbe who says it doesn't work when he says Zikas Yavaman, is talking the case of chalitza psula. Didn't we say that as one of the Terutzim? So we asked, what are you supposed to do now? If chalitza psula doesn't work, what are you supposed to do? Remember we asked that question yesterday and last week? So I'm saying, I looked it up, and I found that the Meiri says, Enochinami, there's nothing to do. She's free to get married. All it makes the nafkamina is there still a remnant of Zika there? And the nafkamina of that is only if the Yavam would do Maimer b'Zika's Yavam, then it works, then he has to give a get. That would be only nafkamina. But the Karenayra is Medayin from Rashi that he argues. Karenayra is Medayin from Rashi. Rashi, V'Hocha B'Chalitza Psula, the first narrow line. Rabbanon Savi Loi Afkate Shapir. So the Karenayra says, Loi Afkate Shapir seems to say that she is not free. He wants to learn that according to Rashi, this lady is stuck the rest of her life and cannot get married. Because the chalitza didn't free her, because it's a chalitza psula, there's nothing else to do afterwards. And chalitza psula, according to this man, the Amar, does not free the woman. That's what the Karenaira wants to be medayik and Rashi. Again, the Meiri, the Rif, say clearly that this woman can get married, but Karenaira wants to be medayik and Rashi that a chalitza psula would inhibit her, would keep her from getting married. She would be stuck the rest of her life. No way to free her. Because chalitza psula doesn't free, according to this Mandi Amar. Again, our Mishnah said chalitza psula free. We're going to hit this Mandi Amar again on the Amid Beis. Maybe I should have waited for them to speak it out, but since yesterday I said I would look it up, I did look it up, and that's what I came up with. Okay.
Nothing to do with me. It's a remnant of what?
Zika. Well, again, Rashi.
You don't like it. You say maybe.
I can't hear what you just said. Bond. I shouldn't have used the word hate, class or so. I meant to say is it misleads. Okay, we are up to Get Lazu, the Get Lazu, right across from Titus, Nun Gimel Amad Aleph, right across from Titus, Itzrich, one line down. Get Lazu, the Get Lazu, right? It says in the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say by Get Lazu, the Get Lazu? Let's go back to the Mishnah. Get lezu, get lezu, trichais heimenu chalitza. They need chalitza. That means you have to give chalitza to both. Trichais, they need. Lema mesayle, Rabba Baravuna. The Zomar, Rabba Baravuna. Chalitza psula, trichalach, zera kalach. Both have to give chalitza. Because it's a chalitza psula. Rav said chalitza psula cannot absolve everybody's zika, everybody's bond, everybody's zika, right? Because again, he gave a get to one and a get to the other, right? That means the zika has been weakened. It can be both cases, either one. According to Rav, Rav says. There was a machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel said, if you have the opportunity to do a better one, you have to do the better one. But if they're both weak, one can remove the other. That's what Shmuel said. Rav said, if they're weak, one cannot remove the other. Each has to be removed separately. Now, Rav said it by two Yavaman and one Yavama. But it's the same true by one Yavam and two Yavamas. That if you have weak Zika, because of the get, each Yavama would have to be separately removed because the chalitza psula can only work for the woman herself, not for anybody else. That's what Rav said. Our Mishnah sounds that way. So our Mishnah says, tzrichos, plural, chalitza. That means one doesn't work. Right. Tzrichos, the kalachim. So the Gemara, no. My tzrichos, tzrichos, the alma. It means, in many cases, many need chalitza. One chalitza per case. Rashi. Look to Rashi. Three chais. Rashi is the fourth white line. Mashma chalitza l'chalachas. The given the chalitza shteim ru'uwa, since it's weakened, ein achas men pateres chaverta. Tani seifa, v'chein shteim hamli v'ma'achas. Nimdasin zeget v'zeget shvicha chalitza mishneya. The same thing would be true by two yavamin. Lema b'tayla l'rabba. The answer is no. Three chais doesn't mean both need. Three chais means the case needs. Many cases would mean many chalitzas, but each case only needs one, which is, I believe, the way Rashi said in the Mishnah. Three chais amenu chalitza achas. Rashi spoke out, because Rashi knows his Gemara, that there is no riot to Rabba Bar Avuna. But in Chinami, Rabba Bar Avuna would say they both need chalitza. Back to the Gemara. Get lezu, the cholat lezu. Now the Gemara is going to do the same thing it did by get lezu, by maimer lezu, the cholat lezu. And again, the Gemara understands cholat means we recommend, we tell you that you have to do chalitza to the other. Get lezu, do chalitza to the other. Because if you do the ones of the get, it won't work. That's what we mean dayak. We're understanding get lezu, the cholat lezu is not post facto, but a recommendation. Get lezu v'cholat lezu, lema mesailei l'shmu. To riot is shmu. If you give a get to the one, you have to give chalitza to the other. Because whenever you have a chance to give a weaker one or a stronger one, you give the stronger one. And if you don't want to learn that way, if you want to learn it's optional, let's talk to the Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said it's not optional. You should give chalitza to the one you gave a get to. And this Mishnah seems to at least allow giving chalitza to the other one. So the Gemara gives the same answer it gave last week. Miktani chaylates? Is the Mishnah recommending or requiring? Cholat ktani, the evidence. The Mishnah is telling you a story. It's not telling you what to do, it's telling you if you did. Now there's no right. Rashi? Hachi garcini get lezu v'chalot lezu leim emesai leim l'shmu. Mizalikoni chalitza l'balas haget elul chaverta. Mesai leim l'shmu. Damar b'perik da'wad achim. He says in third parak, Chalas Labalas Haget, play Nifter at Sarah. And the answer is, we're not telling you what to do, we're telling you what happened. Right to the Mishnah. Chalas v'chalas, Chalas v'as the Maimer, and then the Mishnah said, a ball first and then everything. The Mishnah said, Einacha Chalitza Klum. Just like it said at the beginning, Einacha Chalitza Klum, and we asked what happened to Einacha Bia Klum, Gemara is going to do this again. In fact, the Gemara is listening, I'm Einacha Bia Klum. Again, the Mishnah repeated Einacha Chalitza Klum. Why didn't it say Einacha Bia Klum? And for the Gemara, Abayi v'Rava Demi Tavayu, Tani Einacha Bia Klum. Same thing we had last time. The Tani Didon, he said Einacha Chalitza Klum. Hatar Sivam Melushuk Hadifalei. He would rather say Hatar Sivam Melushuk than say the last case. Rashi?
So that means Yivum won't work because Yivum is going to still have to...
No! Once Yivum is first, right, it's over. But the Mishnah one didn't. It's a tircha for the Tana to say both. Remember, Rashi said that. It's a tircha for the Tana to say einacha chalitza klum, einacha bia klum. So you have to choose one of the two. He likes to tell you einacha chalitza klum.
Tircha.
Rashi said those words. It wasn't my words. Tricha. I'm sorry. Rashi didn't say tircha. He said tricha. Tricha l'tana l'misni tard. Rashi is in the narrow lines. In the Divrei HaMasechu that says Vatana Didan.
Because if I say new chalitza, according to the Mishnah.
According to Paul, in the Mishnah says chalitza or B are first.
No, I was talking about, we had a one year now that, not, whatever. The bottom line is that after chalitza, nothing is needed.
Correct.
And after Bia.
Also, nothing is needed if it's first.
No.
If it's first, nothing is needed.
Right. That. Wouldn't I want to say something that Bia will let you do the mitzvah?
Again, the Tana decided to do it the other way.
What's the other
way? That's how he wanted to tell me Hetzel Lashuk, that she can get married. Bia is not Matzer Lashuk.
No, Bia is This is the kind of thing you can't question.
So you can come up with 16 svaras why to say Nacha Bia. This Tana felt he wanted to tell you Nacha Chalitza.
Because after Bia, because he's still gonna throw him out?
No, why should we throw him out? He didn't be a first.
That's beautiful.
100%, but she's not free. But she's not free.
Especially if you hold,
100%, wonderful. But the bottom line is she's not free. And the Tana was trying to tell you ways she gets free, so he liked to tell you chalitza.
It's totally
chalitza is the first thing he did.
It's
meaningless. Rashi, listening, I'm in a chabib, come be safer. The tiny ball, the ball, the ball, but in my mission, I'm not going to talk to us. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to you.
Right. Rashi,
I've been
saying, oh, what he was getting so nervous now. You should have said it before with the hay and the rage. Remember that?
Hay and the pay. It's like that.
See, Rabbi, even those things, I remember.
Talk to you about that. Ben Yabba Mecha, we stay above us. Okay, the Mishnah said the same halacha is true by one yavam to two yavamas, and by two yavamim to one yavam, to one yavama. That's what it said. Now, we had a machloikas, Rabbi Shlokish and Rabbi Yechanan, way back when, on Daf Yud, I believe. There's a machloikas whether if a person gives chalitza, Reuven dies, he leaves over Rachel and Leah, and Shimon gave chalitza to Rachel. And then Shimon would go and marry Leah. Is that a lav or is that Croesus? Or, the other case, Reuben died and left over Rachel. And Shimon went and gave Chalitza to Rachel. And then Levi went and married Rachel. In one case, the Chalitza married the Tzara of his Chalitza. And in one case, the brother married the Chalitza of his brother. Right? Shimon gave chalitza, and Levi married her. Shimon gave chalitza to Rachel, and then Shimon married Leah. Rish Lakish said it's chorus, because the Hetzer Eish Yisach is not there. And Rabbi Yochanan said it's a lav. Rabbi Yochanan said it's a lav. Now, our Mishnah, right, that says that if you give chalitza, and then you do maimer to the next one, or you give chalitza, and then the brother does maimer to the next one, it doesn't work. It makes it sound that it doesn't work because there was a chalitza, because the zika is off, so maimer doesn't work. It's more than that. She's a chayvik chorus. Even if you wanted to do kedushin, it wouldn't work. It's not typhus. Because according to Rish Lakish, it's a shesach.
We had
that's by the chalutza. There's a machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. If the brother does kedushin to the chalutza, or the chaylitz does kedushin to the tzara, is it lav or is it krisis?
Oh, you mean tell me when it says the riot to Rabbi Akiva, come argue, it's only going on in the chalutz himself?
According to Rish Lakish, it's only going in the chalutz himself. Because according to Shlakish, the brother is Chayim Karis.
Where is that
before? Daf Yud Beis. For sure.
This whole foot is going to be only in Rabbanan. Right?
Correct. Zogtik Amar Bishlam El Rebbe Eichan Zama Kula Beis Zama Lav Koyi. Good according to Rabbi Yechanan that says the tzaris and the brothers are also only alive. It's a glashmina, then kedushin ties to mechayv alav. So it had to tell me that if you do a maimer after chalitza, it doesn't work because it's a chayv alav. Right? Whether you do it to the tzara, whether the brother does it to the chalitza, it's only chayv alav. So the Mishnah is telling me, we're going like a mekiva. Remember our Mishnah is like a mekiva to tell me, and kedushin ties to mechayv alav. There's a chiddush. El Rish Lakish Damra Kula Beis of Bekaris Koi. But according to Rish Lakish, that says that the whole base is Bekaris. So therefore, if Shimon did Chalitza to Rachel, and then Levi made a Mimer, forget about anything else. It's Karis. And if Shimon did Chalitza to Rachel, then he made a Mimer to Leah, it's Karis. Of course it doesn't work. Why would the Mishnah have to tell me that? It's obvious. It's a Glashmina, then Kedushin types in Mechai Bekrisis. Why would the Mishnah need the case of Cholos Vazemimer? Cholos Vazemimer, it doesn't work. Why would you think it works? It's Croesus. Must be going like a Yechid. That's only a lav, and the Mishnah wants to tell me, like Rebbe Akiva, they ain't Kedushin Taisa, Makaiva Lav. Amalach Rishlach, Shishlach says, hold your horses. Utameh, let's go according to you. Sefer, the next case, the Tommy Ball of Asa Maimer. Reuven Shimon did Yibum to Rachel, and then did a Maimer to Leah. Or Shimon did Yibum to Rachel, and then Levi did a Maimer to Rachel. Then Levi did a Maimer to Rachel. You ever have a meaning that Maimer works? Shimon did Yibum. He was Miyabim Rachel. You ever have a meaning that his brother's Maimer would work in his wife? Baal Vasa Maimer. Reuven, Shimon did Yibum, and then Levi did Maimer. She's an anxious ish. She married Shimon. He did Yibum. Why does the Mishnah tell me that case? Of course it can't work. Shimon did Yibum. Now Levi does Maimer. She's a married lady. She married Shimon.
What's his point?
Itzur Lashmina, Kedushin, Tayyip, Simba, Kaidish. Ella. The Mishnah is doing style. I need to tie Hataris Yav Mechadi Vamachas. Since these cases were necessary when it was one and one, he did Bia and then did Maimer. He did Maimer and then did Bia. He did get Yeruvain to, right, to his Chalutza, to his Yivama, to one and one. So Tarinami Shte Yivamas Yav Mechad. So it said the case of two Yivamas and one Yavam, even though not every case is necessary. I need to tie Shte Yivamas Yav Mechad. Tarinami Shte Yivam Yivamachas. You're right. Some of these cases are no Kiddush. But it's style. When we did the first one, one man and one woman, we went through all the cases. So when we do two Yavamas, we go through all the cases. When we do two Yavamas, we go through all the cases. Even though some cases are Dover Pashat Vaid.
Everything congruent.
Right, style. The listing. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Kula Beta, Ko Hachan al Chalutza Vasharasa Belav Malmas. Only Alav, the Chaylat Tatmai, the Shlichas the Dihu of it, he did his Shlichas. Does the Mishnah have to tell me the Chol and Tzidah and Maimer is nothing? According to Rabbi Kiva, it's a Chiddush. Even though it's a law, it's a Tavzik Kedushin. The Sassalam, the Kulam, Rabbi Kiva, okay, Mishnah, Yavam, and Yavam, Acha. Elor, Shem, Malak, Shem, Repair, Kama, Yuram, and Beis. Kula, Beis, Shem, Bekaris, Koyi. That all houses, Bekaris, Lavad, Michoy, Lutz, Bechalutzim. Besides the guy who gives chalitza in his chalitza, Ava chaylitz the guy b'tzara, b'chol achim bein b'chalitza bein b'tzara. The chaylitz to the tzara at every brother to everybody. B'karis, my yitzchli mirsni v'gabi beiz yivam as yavan echad, u'beiz yivam as yivam achad, dey ma'am ha'sheni taifas ha'cha chalitza. What's the chiddush? Of course it's not taifas. It's a different woman or it's a different brother. Tamech, seifu b'beiz yivam as yivam achad, the tani ball or rishon. First one did bia, v'at ha'sheni maimer. Ein ha'cha bia klub. He did Yibum. Okay, Ishti, the whole dover. Lies in the Tani, I Taurus Yavama, Yavama Achas. The Israel Lashmina, I feel a little shluckish. The A Maimer Achachalitza, God last the Gabe, she's not there. Ella Balav, the way Yivna, it's a Listumik Rebbe Kiva, and they have to make a stop Mishnah by Rebbe Kiva by Chaylis and Chalutza. Tani Nami, so it says all the other cases. To keep the style congruent. Right?
It's interesting. We're trying to memorize Mishnayos, right?
Right. So it's easier to memorize it when it's congruent.
Yeah. Well, guess what?
I think it's a great Mishnah for you to memorize this.
No.
You know, that you just arrived at a great point. Imagine if you memorized this Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel. This would be a great, unbelievable thing. When you work in your office and you have a minute spare, you could chazer this Mishnah of Rabbi Gamliel. Instead of Ben Hey Aymer from Tara Agra.
The point is, good, style is very nice, but if you come up and say the wrong halacha.
No, you're not. No, it's not a chiddush, not wrong.
Oh, you mean. No, but you.
It's not wrong, it's just not a chiddush, not necessary.
It's a riot tribune.
So the answer is it's only different style, so it's not a riot tribune.
No, you see. The point of it is, if you memorize the commission, the whole character will do.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I meant.
What we're saying here is...
Imagine if you could memorize this Mishnah. I may have something to work on.
Rabbi, I might have a call today, okay? What I'm stressing is that you have to then think, it's not Roger Bjorn, it's Rich Luckish with the IDI.
You don't have a problem. Let me ask you. You should be in the Sayan of your life. That when you memorize the Mishnah from Gamliel, you'll have to remember the Gemara as well. That's what you're telling me. That when you memorize the Mishnah, you'll have to know the Gemara.
Wouldn't it be better just to memorize the real Mishnah?
It is the real Mishnah.
No, not do for style the resident, the writer of Yochanan.
You know, when you chazer, you'll say, this is not necessary. Mama, you'll know it's the Gemara.
It makes it much more difficult.
Look the Mishnah, look the Gemara weiter. Cholot v'asim maimer v'nasim get ubo. This is by Yavam and Yavam Achas. Right? So now, Mishnah Mechalot is going back to one Yavam and one Yavama. We're returning to the beginning of the Mishnah. Mishnah Mechalot v'asim maimer itzrach. I can understand the Kiddush. He did Chalitza, Shimon to Rachel, and then Shimon did maimer, and he nigs your maimer the boss of Chalitza, up to maimer the Kamer Chalitza. You would think that even though Chalitza was an end-all, but the bottom line, had you done Maimer before Chalitza, you would need a get. So maybe we should require a get if you do Maimer after Chalitza. Even though there's really no reason, Chalitza cut everything off. But we're afraid you'll confuse Maimer after Chalitza with Maimer before Chalitza. I can hear a Havamina. So the Mishnah comes to tell me, Kamashman Dolegasrina. And the Chalitza for nothing get Lamali. What is the purpose of saying the case of Chalitza for nothing get? What would you think happens? Now what? He did Chalitza, and then he gave a get.
They're both
acts of release. So what are you worried about? Again, the Mishnah tells me a Chiddush. Chalat, and then you do Maimer, it's nothing. Chalat, then you do a get, it's nothing. What would you think? The Chalitza and us and get is something? Get, and then Chalitza is a Chalitza B'sula. Right, so it's a Chiddush. The Chalitza B'sula works, according to our Mishnah. But what is the Gzeira? What Gzeira are you going to make? Remember, our Mishnah holds Chalitza B'sula works.
Might not need a
Why not? Look, you did get, and then Chalitza, it works. Now, you did Chalitza, and then get. What is the Havamina? Chalaz was a Maimer, the Chiddush. Even though you did a Maimer, and you can tell me, people get confused with a Maimer after Chalitza, it's a Maimer before Chalitza. We're not worried about that. Chalaz for nothing get, what are you afraid of? The what? One woman, one man. One Yavam, one Yavama. What's the Mishnah telling me?
Maybe the get he's giving secondly is showing that, I have Charata.
You can't have Charata on Chalitza.
No, but he thinks that...
Let's see what the Gemara has to say. Lomeli, don't think about Tameich. The Gemara comes back, the old Jewish way, you answer a question with a question, and the safe. Bov Asim Maima, Bov Anasim Get. You do Bia first, one Yavam to one Yavama, and then Bia, and then... Maimer to the same Yavama. Or, Baal v'nasen get. So Mishlai met Baal v'nasen get Israel. I can understand that you need to tell me that you don't need Chalitza. You did Yibum, and you gave her a get. She's free, but you don't need Chalitza. Samkadai t'chamina nigzer. Get the Basa Bila to get the Kama Bila. Right, if you gave her a get before Bila, it becomes a Bia Psula, and therefore you would need Chalitza. So it has to tell me, Kamash l'mloi gazrina. Abu Baal v'asen Maimer. You did Yibum to Rachel, and then you did a Maimer to Rachel. Lomeli, why is that case necessary? She's your wife. It's like going home and giving your wife Harap Mukudashasli. She's Mukudashas already. There's no reason to Makadash your wife. Answer is, it's all style. Elai, the Tana, call it to us a Maimer. Tana Nami Bob, us a Maimer. Elai, the boy, the Mr. Bob, and us and get. Tana Nami call us and us and get. You're right. Not every case is any Kiddush. All style. By ball, get is the Kiddush. By Chalat, Maimer is the Kiddush. Therefore, it says by both, get and Maimer. Rashi. What can I tell you? That's why you should memorize this Mishnah. Rashi. Chalat, Vas, and Maimer. Ayavim Echa, Vayavam Achas Koi. Look with the Tzarek Lemisni. That we set it up that you have to learn. Mishpah Mechalos Asim Maimer Yitzchus Lemisni Dei Neklum. Talgadai Tchamin Afilu Lur Bekiva. I would think links of Maimer the Basa Chalitza to the boy again, even though I ain't Kedushin Taisa Mechai Velaz, not to Maimer the Mekam Chalitza. Kamash Malad Loi Gazrina. El Chalim to Nasa Get Biyavim Achas Biyavim Achas Mamali. Lamai Ilahani, what should it help I get? Ila Misra, what's Asher and her relatives? Play a Jiva Kersal Olam, she's already Asim Chalitza. Dati Gemara Tamei. Bo Vasa Maimer. Lomeli, why do I need that case? This one, the ball, but nothing yet. It's a little bit the end. I can be a club. The Nachkamai Gita, she gets out without get, the boy Chalitza. The Bia Kamai Sav Katalizika. And therefore the get afterwards is a good get biblically, but no Chalitza is necessary. But Bob lost a mimer, what do I need it for? What do I need it for? So Bish get as a tiskele beget get sorry, Tagrad Khalitz to get the Basra Bia Blay Tiskele beget the Khalitza. But to get the Mekami Bia. Instead of because of a get before Bia, like Lame who gets how to be from the Mung Khalitza. Ella the ball of us and Mimer, the Mike boy listen, why do you have to play that case Lishni? And I didn't try to call it us a Mimer, it's just make it up ton of none. So basically it's a style. You're right. There's no Kiddush in Chalat and us and get. There's no Kiddush by Bo Boston Mimer, by one and one. Absolutely no Kiddush. But since there's a Kiddush of Chalat and us and Mimer, there's a Kiddush of Bo Boston and get. So it says it by both because of style. Okay. Bizman Shehi, the Mishnah said, Chalitza works whether it's the beginning or the middle or the end. It cuts everything off. Bia cuts everything off if it's first. But if it's a Bia Psula, he did Mimer and then Bia, or Get and then Bia, the Mimer and Bia is fine. Get and then Bia does not cut it off, and he still has to give Chalitza. Because Bia Psula, Rabbanon said, doesn't work. So we had in our Mishnah, Chalitza Psula works, and Bia Psula doesn't work.
Right.
That's what we said. Then, we had Reb Nechemya, and he said, Bia Psula cuts everything off. Remember we had Reb Nechemya? He argued at the end of the Mishnah, and he said, just like Chalitza Psula takes care of everything, Bia Psula takes care of everything as well. That's what he said at the end of the Mishnah. Be'achas Bila, be'achas Chalitza, bein betchila bein bem to bein b'soiv, ein achreal klum. So in our Mishnah we had two Tanoim. The Tanakama who said, Bia Psula does not absolve you from a rabbinic Chalitza, rabbinic, biblically you did Yibum. So if you did be a psula, you'd have to divorce her and give Chalitza. And you have Reb Nechemya said, not true. Be a psula absolves you from Chalitza. I know we had Reb Yechanan who said you need Chalitza also. Remember we had that was you pointed out this morning. But Parshim Shat in the Mishnah, be a psula absolves you completely. That's what he said. That's what he said.
I thought it could mean for a new act.
From a new act, exactly.
No,
it could mean that.
Right.
Exactly. Well, we said this, Machlekes Reb Yechanan, we talked about that prior to 6 o'clock this morning. Yes. Now, now we're going to make a third shita that says just like Bia Psula doesn't work, Chalitza Psula doesn't work. We mentioned such a thought last week, but now we're going to have a Tana who says that. The Chalitza Psula doesn't work. And that's the Machlekes I spoke about earlier. So what happens now? So Mary says, all it means is that Mima works afterwards to need a get, but she's free to get married. And from Rashi, they're Medayik, that this lady can never get married. I mentioned that at the beginning of the day. Let's do it inside. Right, Midrabanan, correct. Masnis and Deloiki Haitana, Netanya. Abi Yaisi ben Yechanan ish Yushalayim oimim shum Remeir. Abi Yaisi ben Yechanan from Yushalayim said in the name of Remeir. Achas bila v'achas chalitza b'tchila ein achar klum. If it's the first thing, nothing works afterwards. The emtza b'soiv, yash achar klum. Chalitza psula followed by mimer needs a get. So if you do get chalitza mimer, you need another get. Our Mishnah said get chalitza finished. Mimer chalitza finished. You need a get for your mimer, but nothing new can work. According to this, after Chalitza Psula, you can still do a mimer, you can still give a get to another one, you become us into her relatives. Nothing is ended.
If you did mimer, call. Right. And stay with her?
No. You have to give it a get. Can't stay with her, you gave her Chalitza. You did Chalitza. Biblically, she's free.
The mimer is Kona, is that what he meant?
Yes, yes. Correct. That's what he said, yes, correct. Mishalosh machloikas v'davar. And there end up being three opinions. Tanakama Savar, Bia de Ikila Migzer Gazrina. At the beginning of the parak, we said by Bia Psula, we're afraid that if we say Bia Psula doesn't work, if Bia Psula ends all, the Gemara said we're afraid of Bia Achar Bia. We're afraid you'll be Bail too. Just like my Acha Maimi, you might do Bia Achar Bia. So therefore we said Bia Psula, things work afterwards.
By one,
it can't be Bia Achar Bia, obviously. By two.
The question is Bia Psula
does not end all. Tartana holds it does not end all. Kalitza, the legula mixer. What could happen? You give a second Kalitza? Who cares? Why just read it? And the Chemia Summer, be a Nami legula mixer. And Rabbi Chemia says, don't worry about me either. The Karmet Ligzer Biacha get, which should be Biacha Kalitza. You're afraid that people will say, oh, if I do a Biacha get, it ends all. So Biacha Kalitza works too. And that's after Daraisa, which is the reason we made a Gzeiro Biacha Sula. Even the Chalitza and Daraisa made the other. People know the difference in the Daraisa and Rabbana. Who's the Karmet Ligzer Biacha Maimim should Biacha Bia? You said if you let Biacha Bia Maimer end all by two women, you'll do Biacha Bia. Keep it to be a deraisa, made the idea. People don't confuse the deraisas and the rabbanon. That's what Mechanya holds. Abba Yaisim and Sukhan and Sabbath like Rabbanon, the Gazer Bibiya. The Gazer Chalitza Meshaphia. And he expanded it to include Chalitza, even though Chalitza there's no reason, but to keep it congruent. So he said that the Rabbanon said, whatever we're worried about by Bia, we're going to pass on to Chalitza, even though the reason doesn't apply. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Shalosh Machlaikas Vidavar. Tanakama Masif Lamachalitza Psula in Akhraklum. Ava Bia Psula Yashakhraklum. He holds that Bia Psula Maimer works afterwards. Ramachami Lamachatu Bakazu in Akhraklum. Ava Yashi Bakhon Lamachatu Bakazu Yashakhraklum. Them to the side, because the Prishna Lib Masif. Bia Dikula makes the Kadamra Brace Pair, could he be Akhaget, Xeri Biakhaget, which should be Akhakalitza? We're afraid if we let, say, Biakhaget and things. You'll think you can do Biyacha Chalitza. They see the Mivah Chalitza. Biyacha Maimah, we're afraid you'll do Biyacha Biya. Chalitza Lekhila Migzah, because I'm a Berech. Firkul, as the Gemara said at the beginning of the Perek, Hadlachar Gamliel. People view Gamliel as the hardest Perek. But I think in this year, Gamliel was easier than parts of the third Perek, which talked about Dika and things and that, Aflamet, which is probably the hardest Perek, Latin and Masechta. But people get confused with the Gamliel, because you have to keep track of all these cases. But the reason it went so well is by now people are so familiar with Yevamos that it's easier. And this has been the first parish we learned to miss after Yevamos. We would still be holding by the Mishnah. You know, the Mishnah that we're memorizing. We know that you're going to be memorizing it.
I'm very busy. We have time for that. I have an IT guy now.
I know. You have an IT guy. I know. Like Japan with lollipops.
No.
That's the mission of IT.
Playing cards, so his kids be the Zakhakukya. True or false?
It's Enikos. But, Haboy Yavemtai. And now we get involved. You know, when people learn Masechta Yavamas, you split Yavamas into two. Most people, some people split it in a different place. But if you want to split your vomit into two, this is the place to split your vomit into two, where most of the sugyas leave Yibum and start talking about marriage, Yisurim. Some people split it here, some people split it by the eighth marriage, but it basically, part one of your vomit has ended, where we dealt extensively with Yibum and Chalitza. We will still be dealing with Yibum somewhat, as with the first Mishnah will, but we're segueing out of Hilchos Yibum and into Hilchos Yisurei Bia, a lot of Yisurei Bia, and then at the end, there he goes back to Yibum, and 12th Perek, he goes back to Chalitza. We're still going to be discussing Yibum and Chalitza, but it's not as concentrated as the first Perek, what the first five Perekim were. In Yeshiva, when we learned the first Perek, first Seder, and we learned Habal Yibim, the second Seder. It was like the second part of Yibum.
How many
Perekim
is
it? 16. Dr. Mishnah. Haba Yavamtai, somebody who lives in Yavama, Bebe Shaygig. Rashi learns that he thought it was his wife. He thought he was living with his wife, and he ended up living with his brother's wife, whose husband had died. He had no kavana to do Yibum. He thought he was going to live with his wife, and for some reason he ended up with a long lady, and he lived with his brother's wife. Or, Bebe Mazin. He thought he's living with his Yavama, but he did l'shem's nus. He had absolutely no intention for mitzvah. He wanted to be mezana with his brother's wife. He figured his brother died. I'll be Mazana with her. She's not an Aces Ish anymore.
He knew she was.
But he did it with Shame Stud. That's amazing.
Oh, the Russian says on the Divi Muscle Shame.
No, he doesn't. He thought it was a different woman. But he wasn't, whatever reason he thought, you're right. So he was a Mechav Mechavit versus this with a different woman. But it was a mistake that it was the Yavama. Mazed means he knew it was the Yavama.
Oh, I thought Rebbe saying Isha.
No, I didn't. I'm saying the next Rashi. Bein Ba'ainas, and the Gemara is going to talk what is the case of Ainas. He did it non-willingly. Bein Baratzen, he did it 100% willing to do the mitzvah of Yibam. That's the least Kiddush, obviously. Avilu hu shaygig v'hi mazida. Even if he's a shaygig, and she meant not, he didn't know what, she knew exactly what was happening, and she said, oh, let me be mazada with my brother-in-law. Or, hu mazid v'hi shaygagas. He was amazed. He wanted to do znus, and she figured it's some other man. She didn't even realize it was her brother-in-law. Or hu anas v'hi l'anusa. It was against his will, not against her will. Or he anus v'hi l'anus. He forced her. Now, he knew exactly what he was doing, and she didn't want to have Yibum, and he forced her. Echad hamara, whether he just did hara, and there's going to be a discussion in the Gemara what that means, but it means not a complete bia, a beginning of bia. What exactly that entails is a discussion in the Gemara. Echad hagaymer, or whether it completes bia, kana he's kaina. Rashi, haba yivem tishagik savr shu isha she ishta isha cheres. He thinks it's his wife. Or he thinks he's being mazana with somebody else. He had no intention of living with his yavama. Meizid l'shum snus, v'loy l'shum mitzvah. Afilu, the Gemara is going to say, what is afilu? Mefarish v'gemara. Hama'ara, shalai gomra b'yasa, he didn't finish. Kana, v'zacha b'nachla, he yashins his brother, v'yetzia b'get him b'alo yetzia. And if he wants to divorce her, he doesn't need chalitz anymore, he did yibum. The Michas Chinuch wants to know, if you hold mitzvah srichas kavana, and this guy was Mechavim L'Shem's Nuts. Was he yoitz in the mitzvah of Yibum? Did he fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum? Zog to Menchus Chelach, that if he hold mitzvah Shichas Kavana, he did not fulfill the mitzvah of Yibum. He's kind to her, she's his wife, but he didn't do the mitzvah of Yibum. So he said he should live with her again L'Shem mitzvah. Interestingly enough, because he already acquired her. You would think you can't do. So he says you can live with her a second time l'shem mitzvah to get the mitzvah of Yibum. But you're not yaitz in the mitzvah of Yibum. You acquired her, but you acquired her without the mitzvah of Yibum. There's no Yibum. You didn't do Yibum. Yibum has the mitzvah. You have to have kavana. You have kavana l'shem snur. That's what he says. Rabbi Chanan argues. Rabbi Chanan says mitzvah sfichas kavana is when the mitzvah is to do the act. When the mitzvah is a result, you don't need kavanah. Here the mitzvah is to acquire her. The mitzvah is that she should be your wife, not that you do the act of evil. And therefore here, there's no inyan of mitzvah sheikhas kavanah. If I give an ani a dollar without kavanah l'shem mitzvah, am I yoitza mitzvah tzaka? The whole mitzvah sheikhas kavanah. Because Chinuch would say, no, Dani has the dollar, it's very nice. Gemara says, if you lose a dollar and Dani has it, you get schar. But you didn't do the mitzvah zaka, where's your kavana? But, Reb Chana says, the Torah doesn't care what you give, the Torah cares that the Ani get. And therefore, the Ani got. And therefore, you're yaitz in the mitzvah zaka. So there's a machloikis, Reb Chana is machadish, the mitzvah shvichas kavana is only necessary when the mitzvah is to do an act. But when we're interested in result more than we are in act, then the fact that the result happened, you don't need kavanah. That's Rabbi Chanan. So he argues in the Michas Chinuch, and he says the guy was yoitz in the mitzvah of Yibum, even though he had no kavanah l'shem Yibum. He acquired her. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to have the acquisition. He did. Where the mitzvah is the act, the Torah wants you to do l'shem mitzvah. Tefillin. My mitzvah is to put on tefillin, not that tefillin be on me. So I should put on tefillin. I have to do it with the shem mitzvah. But if I'm, right, that's what he wants to know. So according to Rabbi Chanan, you're yai to the mitzvah. Because Chinuch, you didn't do the mitzvah. You acquired it, but you got no, you get no brownie points in the mitzvah yibum.
Acquired
the mitzvah. Now it's your wife. The tyrant said you do this act, it becomes your wife.
Yeah, it's done the shame.
No. I'm not going with Rabbi Shalom. No.
He's doing the shame sinus.
Right.
It has anything to do with yibum.
Correct.
So if you don't do it, the shame yibum. If you don't do it properly,
who said? Who said? That's Rabbi Shalom. You're bringing me Rabbi Shalom instead of you.
No. Why is it? It's Bidyevin Kona, right?
You're kind. The Mishnah says you're kind.
But why, I'm wondering why.
You did the act of Yibum. Act of Yibum is an acquisition.
What was the
Mishnah says there's a mitzvah, it's Tyra called Yibum. Are you yaitz in a mitzvah? Did you fulfill your obligation of mitzvah? You did what you acquired her. But did you do the mitzvah?
Yeah, but maybe the acquirement is only if you do the mitzvah properly are you acquiring her.
We learn that from Sukkim, that even if you do the shamesness, you acquire her. That's not a question. That's a puzzle.
We don't have that yet.
But Gemara explains the Mishnah, right? So when you remember the Mishnah, you have to remember the Gemara.
I thought...
It's not a logic. It's a Zeratakot. Now he clears, are you getting tzar for the mitzvah? You didn't have kavod, mitzvah sichus kavod.
All the time?
Isn't that what mitzvah sichus kavod means?
No. Rav Chana, he takes the differential.
Well, he said, all the time. Correct. That's what he said.
Why is that whole thing that the park every year says, that thing?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know that whole thing he says every year, certain things have to...
That's because the I forgot who it is, Chayadam, said that if you, three mitzvahs, the Kuri Yaakov, the three mitzvahs, since the Torah said the reason, not enough to be mechavim for the mitzvah, you have to mechavim for the reason. The Torah says three mitzvahs, you have to mechavim by the reason, since it's all in Sukkah. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has the following Chakira. A guy eats in the sukkah and he doesn't think l'shei mitzvah. The old mitzvah sichas kavana. He eats in the sukkah and he's not mechavim for mitzvah. Did he eat out of the sukkah?
No.
Why not? But he wasn't mechavim l'shei mitzvah. He's not yaitz the sukkah. So therefore, that's just clear. If you hold mitzvah sviches kavana, and you do something, you're not allowed to eat out of the sukkah. And I'm eating in the sukkah shloim l'shem mitzvah. Or, I have a begging of dalat kamfus with tzitzis, and I have no kavana for the mitzvah of tzitzis. So I'm not yet to tzitzis. So am I wearing a begging dalat kamfus without tzitzis? Again. By sukkah, doesn't say the result. He said it by yibum, where the result is you should acquire her.
The result is you should be in the sukkah.
The result is you would tell everyone you to eat in the sukkah.
Oh, because of Levani, that's the only reason why?
No. A guy puts on tzitzis. The mitzvah is to put on tzitzis.
Where's tzitzis?
No, to put on tzitzis.
To wear.
Not that you should have tzitzis on you. To put tzitzis on.
Tell me.
It's the act.
If it shoots down on me and I don't put it on, that's not the mitzvah?
The mitzvah is not a result.
You know
what has
to clear? You know what has to clear like that? Yankel Cohen. He would say something like that. If it came down to the Shemayim by Bresnik.
It most definitely would.
Bresnik would throw it
down. Why do you say Bresnik, not Ilan Ramon? Why don't you pick on him? Even had a Sefer Torah with him.
No.
Yeah. He had a Sefer Torah with him. A Sefer Torah that survived the Holocaust. He took along with him.
Hashemayim Hashem. That's why you
that remember. So he threw down the sentence, right? And Mechon and Clarence, at the end of the day, he said, you're not Ivor Nitzan. Be clear. You've been dry as the Khan of the God. He brings rice. Not that way. We'll talk about it. Maybe we'll go by.